99.7 DJX.
This is a fun little game I thought we'd play, Kelly. I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to spout the first thing that comes to your mind out of your mouth, okay?
Okay.
So it's kind of a little brain game, kind of a little think fast sort of thing, okay? So don't spend a lot of time answering it. Just hit me with your answer, okay?
And are you going to get me in trouble knowing how my brain can work?
I hope not.
Okay.
Or I hope so.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Think fast, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Name a musical artist that goes by one name.
Cher.
A planet starting with S.
Saturn.
Finish the phrase, as American as?
Cheese.
What is the third vowel in the alphabet?
Z.
C's not a vowel, but it's okay. Name
name
a Star Wars character starting with O.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, there you go. Name a character in Twilight.
Edward. Oh, I mean Team Jacob. I'm really Team Jacob.
Wrong answers only. 50 shades of...
poop. Oh, I hate this game. Why? Why?
We'll end it there. 50 Shades of Poop. That's a good one. And a movie I would see.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's not even all right. Color.
All right, so there you go. You feel like your brain is working a little bit faster now?
I don't. Not in a good way. Okay. I wouldn't call it in a good way, though. Okay.
All right.
Did you have any more?
Yeah. Do you want some more?
Okay, why not?
All right, a couple more. Think fast. First things that come to your head. A little brain game here for you. Wrong answer only. Who plays you in a movie about your life?
Uma Thurman.
That's actually pretty close.
That's a right answer. That's a right answer. Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper. All right. Any dance starting with the letter S?
Strut.
I would have also accepted square dance or stanky leg.
Stanky leg.
What color is Gumby?
Purple. No, green.
Green.
He's green.
What is Zac Efron's character name in High School Musical?
Matt.
Incorrect. Troy.
Oh, Troy. That's right. Troy and Gabriella. I got it.
Yeah. Name any Dr. Seuss book.
Green eggs and ham.
There you go. And a giant bird starting with an O.
Ostrich.
Nah, look at you. See, you can do that.
Oh my God, Lisa. She said, I yelled 50 shades of herpes.
50 shades of herpes. That's better than yours.
Oh, what's wrong with our brains? What's wrong?
See, now we can get started. Now we're good. Brain's working. You did a lot better the second round. I think we're good. There it is. Maybe we'll have to do that again sometime. On 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And we're all going for this trophy, this magical You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy, which, you know, everybody wants, and it's so hard to acquire.
Currently in my possession.
That's right. Losers go first. That'd be me. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep, beep.
For the toddler set.
That's right.
I like where we're starting.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Sad news. My obese parrot died today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's a huge weight off my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, I visited my new friend in his apartment.
Yeah.
He told me to make myself at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw him out. I hate having visitors.
Absolutely. Well done.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm?
I was reading a great book about an immortal cat the other day.
Oh.
It was impossible to put down.
Okay.
Because of all the lives that cats have?
Sure, I got it.
Yeah.
Who's got two thumbs and a poor grasp of visual comedy? This guy!
Got it. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a simple person and a pizza?
What?
One is easy to cheat. The other is cheesy to eat.
All right. All right. You know, bought a dog from a blacksmith today.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I got him home, he made a bolt for the door.
Handy.
Turning out very handy. Yeah.
Skills.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, I have a fish that can break dance.
Oh, really?
Only for 10 seconds, though, and only once.
Oh. Morbid?
But skillful.
You know, I can't believe people are still celebrating the 4th of July and lighting off fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my neighbor's fireworks actually landed in my yard and almost lit my Christmas decorations on fire.
Oh, that would be tragic. That would be tragic.
Can't believe it.
Can't believe that. You're that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My friend said that if he went off a cliff, it would be on his own accord.
Oh.
It's a good thing he drives a Civic.
Oh, a good thing. You know, yeah. I treat my haters, Kelly. I treat my haters the same way I treated my fingers on the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just blow them off.
Wow. Safety first, kids. Safety first.
Safety first, kids.
Hey, Ben, I like to spend my weekends playing chess with elderly men in the park.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's becoming more difficult. You try finding exactly 32 old guys.
Oh, that's how many pieces are on a chessboard.
Yes.
Wow, very intellectual humor there, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's worse than having ants in your pants?
What is worse than having ants in your pants?
Uncles.
Yeah. That'd be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
They say the breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, not if it's poisoned. Then the antidote becomes the most important.
Okay. Some very factual sorts of jokes there.
Just saying.
You know, Kelly, I'll never forget my grandfather's last words before he died.
Yeah?
Are you still holding the ladder?
Wow.
I can't help but feel a little responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, and, well, at least he doesn't have to worry about asking you to help again.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P., Grandpa. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My parents raised me as an only child, which really annoyed my younger sister.
Oh, yeah, I could see why. You know, my neighborhood strip club has gone out of business, Kelly.
I'm sorry, you have a neighborhood strip club?
Yeah, yeah. I don't live in the same area of town you do, Kelly.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
My neighborhood strip club has gone out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a sign on the door that says, sorry, we're clothed.
I need to spend more time in St. Matthews. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I just read that someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What can a bird do that a man can't?
Many things, but what specifically are you talking about?
Eat with her pecker.
I did not see that coming!
Careful.
I did not see that coming. Oh, my God.
Well, there you go. And I'm going to chalk that
Normally,
one up.
Normally, I can predict your punchlines. I did not see that coming.
There you go. That is...
I did not.
You laugh, you lose.
Oh, my God.
On 99.7 DJX. So, Kelly, if you were to describe what a setting the bar is to someone who's never heard the show before, what would you say?
I would tell you it is a example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there are some times when it doesn't make sense to go to a car wash. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without going through that car wash, when you are trying to get away from the scene of a crime, you're doing okay.
probably not important to have a shiny whip at that moment.
Okay, so this is, I feel like, some miscommunication. Between the perp who's doing the theft of a bunch of $500 worth of merchandise from a grocery store and the getaway car driver.
Oh, boy.
Because when the perp comes out with the grocery cart full of stuff, you know, he didn't pay for it. He just walked right out, you know, and he's headed right over to where the getaway car is supposed to be. It's not there. He looks over next door to the supermarket. There's Bob waiting to get a car wash. So he wheels his little shopping cart full of stolen goods over to the car wash where...
Are you almost done?
Yeah, it's like, hey, load this in. Well, Bob, made up name, Bob is sitting there waiting in line, trapped between a couple guys.
Like, really can't.
I can't go any faster. I mean, the car wash, you can see there's someone in the car wash. So they load the car up. Well, in the meantime, you can expect that the people at the grocery store decided, well, you know what? They didn't pay for that. We're just going to go ahead and call the police.
Okay. Oopsie.
The police got the guys while they were still at the car wash.
Oh, wow.
Unclear. And this is the part that really gets me. It is unclear as to whether or not that car ever got washed.
Oh, dang. I hope that they at least emerged with a clean car.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's tragic.
Really, at the root of this, it's a miscommunication.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, there's a theft and shoplifting involved, too.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's a miscommunication between the guy who goes in and says, okay, I'm going to go in, and when I come out, I'm going to be coming out hot, so you stick right here. And
right, because I forgot my wallet, not going to pay for this stuff.
Well, yeah.
You know what? We'll be good for it later. Maybe I'll come back later.
And
circle back.
The guy that's in the car, you know, sitting there twiddling his thumbs going, man, he is taking forever in there. All right, I'm just going to run across next door real quick and shine up this nice ride, and then I'll be back, and he'll be impressed that,
right,
you know, I got a car wash in the...
Yeah, it's probably going to take him a little bit to get around, right? I got time.
So, few times when it doesn't make sense to go through a car wash, raining, late for work, or when you're the driver of a getaway car. So there you go. That is your setting. The bar story.
Good notes.
On 99.7 DJX. 99. A lot of times we say knowledge happens organically on this show. You know, sometimes you're just listening and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I didn't know that. And wow, I feel smarter already. I mean, most times you probably leave your listening experience the opposite feeling, but
it's not always good learning. We'll say that.
So we give you stupid facts of the day. Just look some random stuff up on the internet, bring it to you.
Keep in mind that stupid is in the name of this segment.
There's a word for putting makeup on your face.
Okay.
I would say over probably half of our audience has already done this, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a word for putting makeup on your face, and that word is farting.
I'm sorry. No, it's not. Farting refers to putting makeup on your face and not gas?
Not with a T, with a D.
Oh, farting.
Farting.
Okay.
To fard means to paint the face with cosmetics.
Really?
Yep.
I have never in all of my years...
See? You're heard learning.
...heard of that.
You're learning, Kelly. It's the stupid fact of the day. I hope you fart today and you fart it good.
Nor will I ever use that term...
Nonsense.
...for the rest of my life.
Nonsense.
I am not going to sit here and say, you know what? I'll be right there. I need to fart first. That's never going to come out of my mouth.
Hang on. Give me just 30 minutes. I'm farting right now.
It doesn't take that long.
Well, maybe for me it does. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing with a mascara pen. I have no idea.
Who is going to use it? Because everyone's going to think they're saying farting.
Nope. Stupid fact of the day is for putting makeup on your face, the word is farting.
Did we need one word to describe that? We couldn't just say, I'm putting makeup on my face?
Too many words for that.
Okay, I got it.
Too many words.
All right.
Why use too many words when one will suffice?
OMG.
All right. So I hope that you had an enjoyable farting experience.
Where did you find this information?
Merriam-Webster. Thank you very much.
Did you actually type in facts and this one came up? I just need to know. I need to know the source of how you find these stupid things out.
Merriam-Webster.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So enjoy that stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX.
Dumb.
I can tell that you haven't farted today yet.
I have.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
I farted all over my face.
Can you say that again and let me kill all the...
No.
All right. There you go. Stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX.
At the Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, Kelly, I don't know where you found this list, this website, but we'll go ahead and start with Dick.
Listen, these are words that sound dirty but aren't.
Yes. They are words that sound dirty but are not. Uh-huh. Dick is actually an antelope. It's one of the smallest antelopes in all of Africa.
Look at that.
Yeah. Dick.
Okay.
So it's like, you know what? I had two dick-dicks in my yard the other day.
Right. Smallest antelopes. Not in your yard.
My dick was only standing at about 2 feet.
People in Africa could say that, though, because that's where they live.
Right. I'm not going to be able to make it through this segment.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you say the words.
Oh, you don't want to say them?
No, I don't want to say them. How about you say the words, and I'll say what they mean.
Will you please give us the definition of knobber?
Knobber. In early 19th century English, boxers were nicknamed knobbers.
Okay.
I guess which was a slang term for punch or blow to the head.
Okay. These are words that sound dirty but aren't. Bum fiddler.
To bum fiddle means to pollute or spoil something.
All right.
In particular, by scribbling or drawing on a document to make it invalid.
I wouldn't necessarily classify this one as a dirty word, but rump is in there. Yeah, rump is not what maybe people think it is.
Thanks to Rex and Effect, rump shaker.
Yeah, right? Right.
The word actually used to belong to butchers.
Mm. Masticate.
Easy.
Oh, masticate. Okay. Fanny blower.
Look up what that is. Fanny blower. According to one 19th century glossary of industrial slang, a fanny blower or fanner was used in the scissor grinding industry.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to say this word, a-hole, hole. But it's pronounced a-holy-holy.
Exactly.
But it reads like a-hole-hole.
Right. But that's not what we say. What's By the way, mean? Masticate means to chew food.
What's it mean?
Okay, so a-hole-hole is the name of a species of Hawaiian flagtail fish native to the Central Pacific.
Okay.
A-hole-hole.
All right, just a couple more. Words that sound dirty but aren't. These are things that you can probably add to your vocabulary guilt-free.
Yeah.
Poop deck.
In naval architecture, a poop deck is a deck that forms the roof of a cabin built in the rear. So there you go. That's the poop deck.
Okay.
And I mean, it sounds like it could be used as the place where you do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds like a little porta potty, doesn't it?
All right. And then finally, words that sound dirty but aren't. Penal.
As in punishment.
Oh. So, how could I use penal, dick, and poop deck in the same sentence?
Maybe toss in a bum fiddler, too.
All right, there you go. Never, don't say you never learned anything from the Ben and Kelly Show.
Try to work in one of these words in a sentence today. Let us know how it goes. That's so fun.
I know.
Hashtag bum fiddler.
Hashtag dick. I mean, let's just jump right into it.
D-I-K, by the way.
I know. So many people were like, when I turn on the radio and the first thing I hear is Ben saying, my dick's only 2 feet tall.
It's an animal.
It is an animal, right.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so this is a big one. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this is April. I have an issue. I'm hoping you can help. I'm getting married this weekend. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed that my wedding planning has been completely smooth. No problems, no drama. Well, I should have known it was too good to be true. Because I got a call from one of my bridesmaids last night. She told me to check a text thread that my bridesmaids had with each other talking about my wedding. They had set it up to talk about their outfits, their shoes, hair, some of the things they would be bringing for the reception.
Sure.
But what stood out was a comment made by my maid of honor who said, quote, that if she needed any help with her hair, she could just go to my gay fiance. Another bridesmaid then responded, shh, don't tell her he's gay. She doesn't know yet.
Oh, gosh.
A third bridesmaid then responded with the dead emoji and a few rainbows.
Wow.
The bridesmaid who sent me the text thread is a friend of mine from college. The other girls are friends I've had from high school and before. The maid of honor was a childhood friend, and her mom and my mom are best friends. So to say that I'm crushed is an understatement. I just don't know what to do. Do I ignore this entirely? Have a conversation with them now? Deal with it after the wedding? Or get rid of three of my four bridesmaids right before my wedding?
Wow.
My fiance has four groomsmen. My initial reaction is to kick all three girls out of the wedding and even uninvite them. Am I just being emotional, or is that kind of the right move? Thanks for your help, guys.
Maybe it's me, but I would not rock the boat this close to your wedding.
But do you mention that? I feel like you mentioned that,
well,
right? I feel like you have a conversation, because how can you stand up there at the altar knowing that? I couldn't.
Yeah. Do you do it before the wedding, though?
I don't see how you don't, honestly.
Oh,
I don't see how you don't.
I guess I'm thinking, okay, well, yes, file that away and say something after the wedding. You know, you can put on a front, you can put on a nice face, you can go on your honeymoon if that's what you're doing, and then come back and be like, hey, so I learned something, and maybe you can shed some light on this or help me understand what you guys were meaning by this, blah, blah, blah.
So we're really like team say something before the wedding or team say something after the wedding.
Yeah, I think we're both saying we got to confront them. Yeah.
Yes, but you say after the wedding, I'm saying before.
Well, if you do it before, then there's a chance
you could bust up the wedding party.
Yeah, yes. I was gonna say there's that
I
chance.
Realize that, but okay. I think already I don't know if I could look at them standing up there with me knowing what I saw in that text thread. That would eat me alive.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a that's when you think you know your friends, and then
yes, it's so backstabby.
Yeah, it is very much so. All right, so if you've got an opinion on this, we'd love to hear it. Or I would say, well, maybe you do have experience with this, where before your wedding, you find something out about your bridesmaids and how you addressed it, because maybe that can help April out here, because legit, she is a few days away from this, and it... I mean, it's a freight train coming. And
I mean, it's go time. She's got to do it now if she's going to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she's just got to try to put it out of her mind. I don't know how you do that.
All right. Text or call 502-795-1997. Group therapy. April, getting married this weekend. Just found out her maid of honor said in a text thread that if she needed any help with her hair, that she could just go to her gay fiance. Then it kind of escalated beyond that. And so now it's like, hey, she's torn with, what do I do days before the wedding with this information, coupled with the fact that now my bridesmaids are kind of saying stuff behind my back.
Yeah, this is just really kind of crazy. Cindy from Simpsonville says, were they being serious? Are they saying he really is gay, or were they just being rude? If they really mean it, that's a conversation that she needs to have with him before the wedding. If they were just being rude or sarcastic, I'd definitely call him out or talk with them before the wedding, too. Either way, address it before the wedding. I don't think that you can go through and just stand up there with them after seeing such rudeness and, you know, without addressing it.
Man, that's right before the wedding. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time. Sir, what do you think?
This one's tough, but I'm gonna go with Kelly on this one. It would be hard to stand up there and look them in the face knowing that this was said. She's got to say something to the person who started the initial comment. My other question is, are they referring to her husband being gay? Is that correct?
Yes. She's they're basically okay. saying that she doesn't know her fiancé is gay.
Okay, well, I would want to know if my fiancé is gay. So it might be a conversation that she has with him as well.
Okay.
But yeah, she's got to address it. And if she ends up with four groomsmen and one bridesmaid and her, be done with it. Because no, she's going to have the wedding, the reception, go on her honeymoon. That's going to be on her mind 24/7.
Exactly.
Because it's eating at her so much, she called the station, right? Or she put it out there.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah.
It's bugging her. There's got to be a resolution to it now. Yeah, that would suck 3 days before the wedding, but man, I couldn't stand up there knowing what she knows. Absolutely not. She's got to have a conversation with the person who initiated that comment. And hey, what's going on?
All right.
Well, she's got to find out why they think that. She needs to find out why they think
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right. if he happens to be gay, nothing wrong with that, obviously. But
no, but she needs to know before the wedding. Yes, absolutely. She needs to know that.
There you go. So yeah, she's got to have a conversation with him. Which is why I was clarifying that in the beginning.
All right.
Yeah, she's got to get this on the table today, right now.
Okay. Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, man.
Keep on loving, guys.
Yeah, okay. I guess everybody's like, Ben, you're giving bad advice here.
Yes, you can't just I'm just going to tuck that away for later.
I don't know. Like, I guess in my mind, I was thinking that she knows her fiance well enough that she can think that, all right, no, this isn't really the case. He's not
unless
really
he's
gay.
Showing
unless
her a know. Different version of himself.
You're right. You're right. And you know, maybe.
And the bridesmaids have seen another side.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's why she needs to find out think that, why they said that. Shelley agrees. She's like, let's forget about the bridesmaids. Let's address why or how they think or know he's gay. She needs to find that out before she marries him. Because there's so many people, I think, that have gone through with weddings trying to deny if that's who they are. You got to figure that out now.
Yeah, okay. I guess you guys kind of swayed me in my thought, too.
And Nikki was like, listen, you don't want those people in the wedding pictures forever, knowing that, you know, they were kind of being backstabby. And also, what kind of friends are they if they have information that where, you know, that's really the case where he really is? Then they should have been talking to her like, hey, you probably don't want to marry him because he doesn't truly, to your core, love you the way that a husband should love his wife. Why are they not coming to her and telling her that?
There is a thought that, okay, maybe they're just joking around and that's just a weird joke. But yeah.
She needs to confront the bridesmaids. Why are you saying that?
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe have a conversation with her fiance and say, hey, why are they saying this?
Exactly.
Well, wow. Gosh, drama. Days
That's
before
a lot
the
of
wedding.
Drama. I know. That is not something any bride wants to go through, for sure.
Well,
so sorry, April.
April, can we follow up with you next week?
If you're not on your honeymoon?
I mean, the wedding is this weekend, you say, so can we follow up with you like on Monday or something like that?
Obviously, we're all invested. We need to kind of know what happens.
Yeah, let's try to do that, all right? No matter what, okay?
Mister, you know what? Just go through the way with the wedding and just, you know, find out later.
All right, fine. You know, in the moment, I was just... You got me at a weak point. It's fine. I understand maybe I didn't give the greatest advice 15 minutes ago, but
Mr.
now I'm
always
right.
wanting the drama. I was like, yeah, no, don't say anything.
Well, wouldn't that be drama too? All right. Anyways, that is group therapy. We'll follow up with you, April, on Monday.
At TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
Little kid or drunk adult. Let's say hi to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hello.
Hi there. Christy is late.
She sounds a little unsure.
Well,
hello?
She's late for a doctor's appointment. So,
oh gosh,
Christy's she's putting us and winning in front of her health. So that's.
Oh my goodness. I hope it all works out okay.
I know. Christy's calling us from Jeffersonville. Has brown hair. Drives an Altima. Is engaged. You don't have a date yet. Is there a reason?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. You'll get to it.
You'll get to it. That's
when the time is right.
Christy, Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
So you'll hear three stories. You have to figure out, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Pretty simple.
All right. All right. Here we go. First one.
I dropped a deuce on a car hood.
Okay.
Did
All
you
right.
hear that, Christy?
I'm not sure I heard what I think I heard.
Yeah, you heard it. You heard it.
Drop the deuce on a car hood.
Yeah.
Drunk adult.
Kelly, what do you think?
I'll agree.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Yep, drunk adult is it. You got it.
There's an old roommate of mine. I was moving, didn't like him. He punched my dog. So he got the deuce.
He got the deuce.
Oh, wow.
He got the deuce.
Punched his dog? Yeah, he was a nice boy. Person.
All right, you're one for one. Christy, here we go, moving right along. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I came home one morning sick as a dog after being out all night, told my mom that I had a fight with Jose, and that we were no longer friends.
Oh, no. No longer friends with Jose after a big fight.
I mean, that sounds like it's an obvious answer,
right? I was a little kid.
All right, Christy, same little kid.
See, I feel like that is the obvious answer, so it makes me want to say drunk adult.
Okay, Kelly's saying drunk adult. Christy, you're saying little kid?
I was little kid.
Little kid is
okay,
right.
Okay, Christy.
Yes, Christy, two for two.
My best friend was Jose, and I was spending the night at his house. My mom never let me drink soda, but Jose's mom had
tons of soda, that's why.
And after like half a piece and 10 cans of Pepsi, projectile vomited all over Jose's Xbox, ruining the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay, that's tough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If I were Jose, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah, Christy, you are two for two. Let's see if we can get the full sweep here. Little kid, drunk adult, last one.
I got into the coffee beans thinking that they were jelly beans, and I threw up everywhere.
Oh, how many do you take, though, before you make the connection not jelly beans?
Maybe a handful. Who knows?
Oh.
This is a tough one. Like, you would think maybe drunk adult, but I think I'm going to go little kid.
All right, you're going little kid, Kelly.
All right, I'll go with you on little kid. She's been right so far.
All right, both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no.
Dang. All right.
I just grabbed a whole handful and just started munching on them, and I don't know if y'all have ever decided to eat coffee beans or coffee grounds. They will make you throw up everywhere.
I liked his little chuckle there at the end. Popping a coffee bean is not too bad, but I would imagine a whole handful of them would taste a little suspect. But
no,
hey, Christy,
I don't drink coffee. I can't do that.
Congratulations, you're a winner.
She might be signing in at the office. Okay.
Christy's trying to be...
Are you standing at the window at the doctor's office right now?
I'm in the waiting room.
Okay. Are there other people in the waiting room?
There are.
Okay.
Well, that is commitment. I don't know if we've ever had a contest play out while the contestant is in the waiting room of a doctor's office.
All right. Well, Christy...
We'll try to keep it down.
I guess... The only thing that would have made this better is if you actually had been invited back and you are now getting checked out.
And we could have put your doctor on,
right?
And had them help out.
Right. All right. Hey, Christy, congratulations. Hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more quick information from
make
you.
Make it quick.
Yeah, make it quick. All right. Congrats, Christy.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
That's hilarious. The commitment is solid.
I know. She's like, okay.
Not letting a thing like a doctor's appointment get in the way of me winning these tickets.
All right. There you go. Little kid, drunk adult. If you want to be the star, we need your submissions, okay?
Yes. So voice note it. Like, give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
And Twitter @BenAndKellyShow.
All right, you're at the checkout grocery store. There's someone in front of you. You start to put your groceries down on the belt. Now, there's those little divider things, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you place it?
Almost cover the entire belt.
Across the width?
Across the width, yes.
So, okay. I mean, that's how I do it. And that's how I've seen just about everybody do it. Well,
everybody does it because then the person behind you can start putting their stuff right up next to it to maximize the space on the belt.
All right. Ready for another pointless thing for you to argue about on the internet?
Come at me.
Because there is a meteorologist in Arkansas that says you're doing it wrong.
Listen, you stay in your lane, meteorologist.
How do you position the divider on the conveyor belt? Across the width? Or he suggests... long ways down the middle.
No.
To give your
no
groceries some breathing room.
No. The groceries don't need breathing room. Do you see how close they are on the shelves?
It's to trip.
They're literally touching.
It's to trip the sensor and keep a distance from the scan part.
Dear Lord,
and
that
he's
is
like,
wasting space on the belt. Look at all of that wasted space. That is wasted space.
And he's like, some of y'all use it as a privacy fence.
Oh, wow.
And of course, over 10,000 comments, and yeah. and it's just like it's erupted with people going, "Yes, you're right."
No,
or no, this is insane.
Yes, or there insane.
Are grocery scanners like checking in, going, "Okay, well, I despise those things anyway, so I throw them underneath my register."
Oh wow, okay, but I think they're handy because then that is a very clear marker of clear hint as to this is the end of my order and the start of theirs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't,
there's no confusion.
I don't think this is a bad thing to have these little divider things. I think
no.
that the person who is coming up onto the order needs to maybe be the one that's placing it. Doesn't necessarily need to be the person who's getting their groceries scanned at that time.
Exactly. I always grab it when I see that, all right, there is enough space, and then they're clearly done putting all the stuff on the belt, and then right. I can be like, there you go, I'm gonna start mine.
There are those people that are a little too eager to put those down.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I haven't finished taking the stuff
exactly.
out of my
exactly. You wait for the social cue of them kind of being done, and it's coming down to the wire. They're paying, and yes, their time is over. So then you can kind of just slip in there and start
then I'm
preparing
trying to,
yours.
I'm trying to like cram the rest of my stuff on
right.
between the space that they've given me.
Yes.
And their little divider
thing.
But yeah.
In that case, you can move their stuff down and be like, hey, I still got some stuff. Sorry. It's never really happened to me, though.
Usually so, anyways, nice. This guy.
I have paid for someone's mayonnaise, though. Jumped the fence a little bit.
Oh, all right. Well.
Yeah, that's happened before.
But you got free mayonnaise out of it, or not free.
No,
you
we
got
worked
extra
it out.
Mayonnaise. Oh,
nope,
I see.
She just gave me $5 cash, and I just gave it right back to her.
Oh, look at that. There
yeah,
you go.
We worked it out. It was fine. It was fine. We don't need to fight about this. The meteorologist is wrong. You stay in your lane. You watch the sky. And the rest of us will keep doing what we're doing. If the grocery store comes, we're doing it right.
We'll share this. I don't. Are we going to share it now on Facebook?
We need to share it now.
All right. We'll put it up at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the right and wrong way proposed by this meteorologist. And
it's blasphemy, really.
Why people are arguing.
It just makes zero sense. It's
really
a space
is.
Waster.
It just makes zero sense, period. However you do it, does it have any effect on your life?
It does. It does.
No,
it does.
Does it? All right,
listen,
sorry.
If I see somebody trying to put it the long ways, I'm going to change it.
Are you?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Aggressive. All right. So see it at Ben and Kelly.
At Ben and Kelly Show. You can always send us a message or on social media or BenandKellyShow@gmail.com.
I feel like this is also kind of a Ben and Kelly court case. He says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I think what I did was totally in the right, but my wife thinks I was a little too jerky. So my wife and I got dinner Saturday, and I was tasked with driving to the place and picking it up. No worries. We ordered online, set up curbside pickup. I drove to the restaurant. All 5 curbside spots were taken. There are 3 people in their cars waiting, 2 cars next to each other with no one in them because 2 people have left their cars and are inside the restaurant sitting there eating. The worst. So now I can't pull in, enter a number, and wait for my food. So I parallel parked in front of them, blocking the 2 vehicles in. I call the place, tell them I was outside. They said, we're just finishing your order. We'll be out in a few minutes. In the meantime, one of the guys comes out to his car and he is fuming. He's yelling at me to say, you need to move. I need to get out of here. I calmly said, well, if you were parked in a proper spot in the first place, I could have pulled into a spot and not blocked you in. But you inconvenienced me, so now I'm returning the favor. I made them sit there and wait as he beeped the horn and yelled at me until they came out with my food.
Wow.
About 2 minutes later.
Wow.
Am I the jerk here? Thanks, guys.
Dang. Okay, so, yeah, he definitely took it to another level by not moving.
Yeah.
I get how you're frustrated because those spots are for, like, you know, people
they're
who
for
are,
curbside.
Who are going to be there only a few minutes and leave.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not people who walk in and sit down and get their dinner.
Understood. However, once he came out, you could have just moved up a scotch.
I know. That's
let him out and just be like, hey, next time, don't park in the curbside if you're going in to sit and eat.
Listen, there are tons of text messages already that are like, totally would have done the same thing as sat there.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
Derek says, not all heroes wear cape. This guy is awesome.
Wow.
Eric says, yes, he's a jerk, but I would have done the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Tanya says, Tanya, Texas Roadhouse, will tow your car if you're parked in those carryout spots. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to know that you're there, though, you know. And
yeah, I don't know if a lot of people that are, like, monitoring
right,
that.
Right, for sure, for sure. Oh, my gosh. All of the text messages, like I said, are team this guy.
Oh, yeah. Chris said I would have done the same thing. I actually got in a fight over a parking spot at Bass Pro. I'm super petty.
Oh,
LOL.
Oh, my gosh. Bass Pro. Is that just cliche or is it me?
Oh, no, no, no. That's 1,000% cliche, but right. It's nothing like what Patrick did. Oh. He said, I once used a bike chain lock to lock a grocery cart through a guy's car door because he left it in the middle of a parking spot.
What?
What?
So he sacrificed his own bike chain in order to prove a point?
Yes. That's crazy.
That is.
I mean, I am kind of stunned at the amount of support. This guy, like, nope, would have done the same thing.
Aubrey's on the phone. Aubrey, what's your take on it real quick?
It involves a designated parking spot. So there's handicap parking spots, right? Mm-hmm. I work at Kroger, and fortunately enough for me, I work right in front of the entrance. Mm-hmm. So I get to see everything that happens in the parking lot. And let me tell you, it is a dramatic show every day.
So, really?
We actually had this car that was like parked halfway in a handicap spot and then like halfway in the regular spot, right? This poor old lady driving her big old Grand Taurus was pulling in. We don't really know if she like maybe had like a stroke or a seizure or something like that. Well, she ended up hitting this guy in the parking lot for the handicap spot because she was trying to pull into the handicap spot.
Right.
Well, come to find out, they found the people that owned that car and they were stealing $400 worth of groceries.
Oh, geez.
So this is like a setting the bar story.
So they needed, they needed like a quick getaway. So they needed the
both spots.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was like a real quick, like we're going to go in and out. And they just like grabbed a whole bunch of stuff, threw it all in this basket.
Gosh.
I kid you not. $400 worth of groceries that they were trying to steal. Mm-hmm. We call LMPD. Mm-hmm. They come out and they're like, what's going on? And then these, they're kids, they're college kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, what happened? And they're like, oh, well, we thought we paid for this stuff. And
oh, right.
Really, you thought you paid for $400 right. worth of stuff? Sure. Okay.
Wow.
College is not doing you well. Go elsewhere.
Right.
So they actually, this wasn't the first time it happened.
Oh, no.
This was like the third time they've come in and done it. So this little old lady, she turned out to be perfectly fine. She wasn't paying attention. And she was trying to pull into the handicap spot and just so happened to hit the people that were trying to steal $400.
That is such
She was the real hero.
My gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Divine intervention.
And yes.
Karma, like karma is real. Don't steal Sue from the K. Roger because, you know, somebody might just accidentally hit you.
Some little old lady maybe.
Go to jail.
Right, right. Some little old lady looking for the parking spot may accidentally hit you.
She just wanted some bread and butter, man. She ended up getting the kid arrested. And I think we ended up actually giving her a gift card.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right. Well, cool.
Oh my gosh.
They're just setting the bar story for today, too.
I love it. Aubrey, thank you. Right. Appreciate it.
You guys,
all right, love you.
Love you, bye. That's amazing. That was a bona fide crime ring she busted up.
I know. So what we're saying is there is a lot of drama surrounding those reserved parking spots, for sure. So,
okay.
So, getting back to our guy, are we siding with his wife saying that was kind of pulling a jerk move? Or are
yeah,
we saying,
I think so. I think it's just kind of making a bad situation worse. I would have said something and then moved.
Okay.
He could have handled it.
Could have handled it a little bit differently, especially when the person comes out, because you never know. But just know that you're getting a lot of support.
Right, yes. No, your feelings were valid about it, but when they came out to, you know, confront you, then you could have been like, well, don't park there.
Yeah.
If you're going to go sit and eat and then move.
All right. That is diving into the DMs. Again, if you want to message us at Ben and Kelly Show, simple. We'll take it, toss it out to our listeners, and see if we can get you a little bit of support there for you.
But granny for the win at the K. Roger. Granny
yeah,
for the win.
Right, for sure. Man, I'll tell you, there are, we're getting a ton of text messages, by the way, of just the random things that you still have ingrained in your memory that have been memorized for years and years and years and years. We got a text from a listener that said, the alphabet backwards in about 5 seconds, which is funny because my mom has the same ability.
Really?
She memorized the alphabet backwards, and she would pull that out. That was her party trick. She'd be like, ZYX, blah, 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 you know, whatever that is.
Really backwards. Aggressive.
Right.
I still have to start from the beginning of the alphabet to figure out.
It'd be like, all right, M, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. Okay, all right.
Where is that in the alphabet? Okay. I have to start from the very beginning. From the very beginning every single time still to figure out. I have to alphabetize something.
I know. It's like, yes. All right, where's R? All right, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. And then if I get interrupted in the middle, I've got to start over.
I feel so dumb. I feel so dumb.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Oh,
as
so
an 80s
funny.
Kid, grew up in the 90s on early Nickelodeon shows, I can recite the Hey Dude theme song word for word. Wow. That's fun.
My son said the intro to the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. He's 15, so that makes sense.
Yes.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell how you became the prince of a town called Bel Air.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Hey, guys, my name's Georgia. So remember the preamble because of the song they taught us.
Mm.
Also, the education connection jingle. Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah. That's some good stuff there. All right. Anyways.
Wow. Chrissy knows all the presidents. Her grandpa taught her when she was 5. Dang. Wow. That's impressive.
Oh, shoot. All right.
And Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
Does anybody during that song, or am I the only one who replaces the word flowers with other 2-syllable words?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Like, buy myself butter,
you
know, something
okay.
like that.
I'll do chocolate.
Oh,
I mean, it's
okay.
Technically, I think, chocolate.
Sure.
Buy myself chocolate.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, you could do that.
I can buy myself a new purse. I'll stretch it a little bit. A
new purse is a little bit. Yeah.
I can buy myself new clothes. Yes. Yes.
I could buy myself coffee.
Coffee works.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I can buy myself
I can
car.
Buy myself. No. Too many syllables.
Oh.
I can buy myself Fritos.
Yes. Fritos. That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I could buy myself pizza.
I can buy myself jewelry.
I could buy myself jewelry.
Again,
yeah, okay.
I'm just
that,
kind of
that
condensing
works.
It a little bit.
A little bit. You're trying to stretch too many syllables into 2.
I got to make it work, though, because these are the things I want to buy.
The things I want to buy.
Yes.
What's wrong with Fritos and pizza, Kelly?
Fritos and pizza are
and
fine.
And butter.
And fine. I can buy myself burgers.
All right.
Yeah.
I can buy myself
French
burgers.
Fries.
No, not French fries.
Why not? French
oh,
fries
yeah.
Works.
Maybe
French
that does work.
Works.
Maybe. Sorry, I was maybe a little too quick to judge that.
Get
I
off
could
of
buy
my meal.
Myself French fries.
Yeah.
Get off my meal, you said?
I can buy myself French dressing. That doesn't
no,
work.
No, that doesn't work, work. Kelly.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't
okay.
work. All right, sorry. But
ranch fries. I can buy myself ranch fries. That works. Yeah.
I can buy myself ranch fries.
Yes, tasty. I'm giving you ideas, aren't I?
I could buy myself tater tots.
No, that doesn't work either.
Doesn't work.
Ice cream.
I could buy myself ice cream.
Yes.
Sorry. Do you see the
destroyed.
Horse over there?
Yes.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
We need to quit beating it.
Well, listen, we've completely destroyed that song for everybody listening right now. We apologize for that. We've destroyed it. You can't not now fill in any 2-syllable word.
Sorry. A lot of people are suggesting this. I could buy myself tacos.
Yes. Especially on Tuesday.
Yes.
Ooh, cookies. Also another good one.
I could buy myself cookies.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Rhonda
yep.
needs Starbucks.
All right. I could buy myself Starbucks.
Yes.
All right. Yep.
Okay.
I do talk about Dunkin', so. I could buy myself Dunkin'.
Yeah.
That works too.
Right.
Sorry, we're done.
Oh, no, we're going to come back to this several times.
So I'm not the only one who replaces flowers with other 2-syllable words, right?
All of us are now in that boat. Thanks. We've destroyed the
song. You're welcome. I do what I can. Picture
this. Your legs up in stirrups. Got a gown on. It's 99.7 DJX.
That's a graphic way to start.
And the doctor's like, hey, what are you doing after this?
Ew! No! Has it ever happened to anybody?
Inappropriate places to flirt. There was actually a list that was kind of put out, like a hospital waiting room, just because, you know, it's...
usually not there for a good reason.
Right. I was going to say anxiety. A lot of anxiety happening there. A job interview. Right? The underwear section of a department store.
That's the worst. No, no, no.
In line for the bathroom.
Yeah, also a little weird.
Parent-teacher conference.
What? You're there to talk about your child.
On a date with someone else.
Come on now. Come on now.
So we want to know where has been the most inappropriate place you have been hit on, all right?
Flirted with, all the things.
Sure. Jackie texts in and says, funeral.
Oh, gosh, really?
Went to pay respects to a customer from my work. His son had passed away, standing there talking, and says, would you like to have dinner sometime? No, sorry, your son passed, but just no. I politely said no and said thank you, but I'm seeing someone and it wouldn't go over well with him.
Oh my gosh, he's mourning his son and asked someone on a date at his son's funeral?
That is not an uncommon thing.
Wow.
Got another message. My friend's dying mother tried to set up her husband with her hospice nurse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's coming from a space of love. She didn't want him to be alone.
I guess.
It's really sweet. It would be wrong if he was the one hitting on the nurse.
This.
The wife was trying to orchestrate something so he'd be taken care of.
I was going
to
say, that is kind of sweet in a sad sort of way.
It is really sweet.
Another funeral one. My mother-in-law got hit on at her husband's funeral by his brother. It was gross.
Wow. Wow. I'm shocked.
Hang on. Angie said, I was a bridesmaid and the groomsman asked me out walking down the aisle. Walking down the aisle. But look, listen, at weddings.
That's kind of bold and I kind of like it.
I was going to say, at weddings, that is kind of a known place where, especially if you're in the wedding party.
Yes.
That is a sort of like, and especially if you're paired up with someone who is the friend of like your friend's. You know,
I'm not mad about it, but she said he was a creep.
Yeah.
So I guess, okay.
not mad about it, for sure. Hey, Christy.
So I am a pediatric speech therapist, and I was seeing a little boy for therapy, and his dad was waiting out in the lobby, and there was another dad out there with his son. So we come out, and I'm telling the dad, you know, what we did during therapy, and we had been playing like veterinarian with the stuffed animals and working on body parts and that type of thing. And the other dad that was waiting said, I would love to play doctor with you.
Oh my God.
Like in front of the kids. I was just, the dad and I were just blown away. We just stared at each other like, I can't believe he just said that.
You're like, first of all, thank you. Second of all, not the place.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I mean, bold move.
Yep, bold
in
front move.
One of the kids.
Yep, yep.
Oh gosh.
100%. Someone commented, hospital. While heavily pregnant.
Oh gosh. Oh god. Seriously?
Some guy would just not take blank off for an answer. It was weird.
That is strange. I mean, bold for you to assume
right.
Someone visibly pregnant isn't already tied up. I mean, it's not always the case, but it's bold to assume.
Pregnant.
Okay.
Another person said church. All right. Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, there could be something about that because you have a shared interest.
Susie said, while I was driving a bus and said, I don't go to your office and stand right next to you and comment on you. So why are you doing it to me? All right. I like that. Pamela said, family reunion.
Oh, there come on
is.
Now. There it is. We're waiting. We're
there
waiting for it.
There it is. We're waiting.
There it is. Oh, gosh. Tracy messaged, said, hit on while throwing up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. That is the absolute last time.
Yeah.
that you ever want anyone to notice you is when, oh, that is the worst.
Lauren said, my son's pediatrician on Valentine's Day. Hey there.
Oh, wow. All the stars align.
Right, exactly. It's not a mistake that you and I here on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
fun. What
are
you doing tonight?
Yeah, I know.
Is daddy in the picture?
Listen, budget cuts, they're a reality, right? However, this would probably be a place where we should figure out how to keep it staffed.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without understaffing your maximum security prison, allowing a mob boss to escape, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
This in Italy. Why you gotta bring in your mama's on?
So, oh, let's have a hiring event.
So, at the prison, right? So, legit, this is something straight out of the movies. This Italian mob boss escaped his maximum security cell by climbing down a bed sheet rope that he made. And it was caught on security camera. So you see him shimmying down the side of the exterior wall of the prison. No one caught him because no one was manning the security cameras at the time because hashtag budget cuts.
Oh, wow. Oh, they should think about adding to the budget.
So
get some more people.
Yeah, the union leader said this daring escape. Well, this daring escape from one of Italy's most secure jails was due to staff shortages.
Okay.
This is a setting the bar story.
Yeah.
Budget cuts, but probably maybe a good idea to hold, like you said, maybe a job fair at the maximum security prison. And
no experience. That's fine. We'll train you.
We'll train you.
On the job training.
Yep. So if you can manage to make it through the day without understaffing your maximum security prison, allowing a mob boss to shimmy down the side of the wall using a makeshift bed sheet, you're doing okay.
You know what? If you just let's start with you watch this camera. If you see anybody shimmying down a wall, let us know.
Yeah. Hit this button.